I'm here with Jaguars Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Tom Coughlin. And boy, that still sounds...
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
But it's cool.
We got to cut right to something.
It was easier when I covered you before, and it was just head coach Tom Coughlin.
Head coach. Yeah, right.
I was going to ask you about that. This is your first meeting in this new position. Right. You've been to a lot of these. Any difference?
Not really. I mean, some of the meetings are with coaches. Others are, you know, with general managers.
Right.
But the information is basically the same. You're being brought up to date on the way
right.
that the league interprets all of these proposals and rule changes. And so there's nothing new to date.
But you've always sort of been a guy who wants to know everything. So it's not new for you
no.
to try to get all the information you can.
No, you're right. I've always tried to stay abreast of everything, even in a position where I may not have been the main determining factor
right.
in some of them.
How it's not like you haven't been here before, but it's been a year since you've been here. How have you been received, and how have people in the league that you know approached you in this situation?
Not even.
Same deal?
Nothing different.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Not really. I haven't sensed anything other than the fact that I'm with the Jaguars, and people are excited, or at least they mentioned they might
right.
be excited about the position.
Now, is that the way it is in Jacksonville? I mean, I'm trying to get a feel for how it is when you go to Publix and shop, like you go to Publix and shop, when you're out. What's the enthusiasm like? How are you being received? It's got to be a cool thing.
The enthusiasm is great. I mean, everybody's excited. I mean, I mentioned a couple of times, I'll be sitting there, somebody will actually come by and pat me on the
right.
on the shoulder. And you know what my standard answer is. You know what it is.
Right.
It's hope you feel the same way in a year.
Let's get on the field first
yeah,
and see how you
let's
feel,
do
right?
It, yeah.
That's, I asked you in a press conference a few weeks ago, how do you feel about the roster? And this was before free agency. And you said, we got work to do.
Yeah,
still have work to do.
I
assume
right.
you still have work to do, but do you feel better about it now than you did maybe a month and a half ago?
Well, certainly. With the influx of the players that we've brought to Jacksonville through free agency, and I'm not just talking about the first three or four.
Right.
We've got a number of guys who can help us on special teams and in a lot of different ways. So I'm very much excited about that. But we still have work to do.
Right.
And we still have, you know, information forthcoming. We have the draft. We have college free agency, and then the June 1 cuts would be something that you know, may or may not mm-hmm. present some opportunities for.
Have you, we've talked about the first three or four guys, the first wave so far, but four or five guys since then, it strikes me that, and I could be wrong, trying to get some experienced guys, trying to get some guys who can provide you depth that you trust on the field, special teams. Is that sort of the theme of these four or five guys after that first wave?
Well, special teams was a huge consideration
okay.
in all categories there. Trying to find people that had experience, could run, could help us in lots of ways, coming in with a real desire to play on special teams and to help some of these young guys to realize that, hey, this is exactly what this is all about.
Right.
Professional football is about everybody helping to take care of all three phases in order that we can win. It isn't about who's not going to play and who's not going to participate. It's about participation. It's about wanting to help your team. So we've got some guys that have done that in the past, done it well, and we hope that spreads.
Now, people love your phrases. Is this a grittier team than it was
so.
6 weeks ago?
Well,
and
we'll see.
I'm not making light of that, but that's
yeah.
important to you.
No, it is. It's very much, very important to me. I'd like that to be a definition for this team, as you well know. You know, how are we going to be? Well, let's get together once we start on the 10th of April, and let's get started along that category as well. Maybe we'll have to define that for people.
And my concern is, am I gritty enough? Probably not.
We may have to evaluate you a little further.
We'll get that
under
later.
Pressure, John. We'll,
well
get to that.
Pressure's not my thing. The draft being a month out, and obviously you're not going to talk about specifics, but how ready do you feel for the draft? And I guess, what does the next 4 weeks entail on that front?
Well, the thing that's interesting for me is you never feel like you've evaluated enough guys, you've seen
right.
enough guys. You want to see more and more and more. You want to have a feeling that you're going to be really good from 4 through 7,
mm-hmm.
but that takes a lot of depth at the position work. So you might be right now, for example, for me, 4 or 5 guys in each spot, each position, to have evaluated so that when we start our meetings, you've got a grade on them. You can yay or nay. You can talk about players and have a good feel for them. So I see, even though our meetings are going to start, I can see the hours that we're not in meetings trying to go ahead and push even
right.
further in greater depth into the position, especially the positions that we might feel we need need players in.
So there's still need there. You feel like you're – is there a point where you're drafting for need, or are you a little
– Well, no, you're trying to take the best player.
Right.
But what you're really trying to do is match your need up with the best player.
Right, and that's always the key.
That's always the key.
3 months in, how do you feel about this thing?
I like it, okay. but we haven't played anybody yet. nobody's blown a whistle yet.
And I'll tell you what, you work on the draft, I'll work on getting gritty. And that's been Tom Coughlin here from the owners' meetings.